welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I've been sharing and ministering on a message I've entitled Going Forward in God, feeling that many of us in our lives and some who are listening to the broadcast this week have been just kind of stuck spiritually. And we've been going into the Word of God and asking the Lord in prayer as we share this time together that God will do a work. Because the purpose of this broadcast is not just to teach or preach the Word of God, as wonderful and as important as that is, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, but also to allow the Holy Spirit, as your heart is reaching out to Him, because you know He only works by invitation. He wants us to ask. You know that beautiful picture of Jesus standing at the door and knocking at the door of our hearts. And He said, if any man will open to Me, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with Me. And He will have a fellowship with us, but He's waiting to be invited. He's waiting to be asked. And so even in terms of our spiritual walk, that's what we're dealing with now, moving forward spiritually. Because you know what? If our spiritual condition, our spirit man is in a good place, it seems like everything else falls in place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these other things will be added to you. And one of the most subtle and strategic, I believe, attacks and work of the enemy is to bring us and to lull us into a place of complacency in our spiritual walk, where we no longer have the zeal, we no longer have the enthusiasm, the vision, the desire to serve God with all of our hearts, to see things accomplished. Oh, we still love God, we're still faithful to, you know, attend church or go to Bible study or be in the Word of God or give tithes or whatever, but in terms of what you've walked in days past, you do not have that same fire of the Lord. And you know, the Word of God says our God is a consuming fire. You know, I just want to stop now. I sense the Spirit of the Lord wanting to minister prophetically, for the Lord would say, my beloved, I am your God. And as I spoke to Moses, as he turned aside to see that great sight, yea, a bush that was burning yet not consumed, I spoke to him out of the fire. And out of that fire, I gave to him directions that he should go forth into Egypt and set my people free. And beloved, I speak to you in the secret place of the Most High. I desire to cause your heart to be aflame with love for your God and with a zeal for your God that you have not known, yea, in a long time. Yea, in days past, your heart was stirred with the love of God and you looked forward to the things that you desired to see accomplished. But lo, in the passage of time, you've gotten weary and tired, and it seems like the vision has faded. But the Lord would say, I am He that kindles hope in your heart. I am He that places new vision in your spirit. I am He that will cause you to go forth, and you shall not look to the right nor to the left, but you shall set your face as a flint upon the things of God. And as you seek Me, and as you desire to love Me and serve Me with all of your heart, with everything that you have, as you make Me Lord of your life, you will see that I make the way straight before your feet. And I will cause the very fire of the Holy Spirit, yea, the work of the Spirit within you, to burn out the dross, the things that have been within your soul, your carnal nature, that have held you back. I will refine you as silver is refined, says the Lord. I will put you through the flames of my testing, yea, that you shall come forth as pure as gold. For I desire to set you as a vessel of honor, as a vessel of glory, that shall be filled with the presence of the Lord. And you shall go forth to do those things that I have accomplished and decreed for you and set down even before the foundation of the earth. For I have those good things that I have planned for your life, and it is my desire that you shall walk in them in a dimension that you've not known before. And I shall cause, yea, even new and unexpected things, things that had not even entered into your heart. Behold, as you wait upon me, I shall do a new thing, and shall you not know it, says the Lord. So look forth, beloved, to the dawning of a new day in your life. I am your God, and I will do a new thing, and it shall spring forth speedily. Look to me, be diligent and obedient to those things that I have already placed on your heart, and I shall cause your footsteps to move forward, and I shall bring you into a large place where you shall see the favor of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, the anointing of God upon your life, and you shall rejoice, for you know that it has not been the arm of flesh, but the hand of the Lord that has taken you from where you're at this moment and moved you to higher ground, moving you forward in the things of your God. As your heart has cried out to me, I have heard you, says the Lord. Do not be afraid, rejoice, for I am your God who is with you to do exceeding great above all that you could ask or think, says the Lord. Praise me and rejoice in me, for I am true and faithful, and as I have promised, so it shall be, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So shall it be, Lord. We thank you. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Have you spoken, and shall you not bring it to pass? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, thank the Lord. On yesterday's broadcast, going back to the scripture text we were looking at, was in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, and the angel of the church of Sardis was to write certain things. The Lord was speaking to the church at Sardis, and he said, I know thy works, that you have a name, that you live, but you are dead. And he says several things. He said, be watchful, strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. He's telling them to remember. Remember, in fact, there's a passage, I can't quote it right now, but reflect back to the ancient paths that you walked in a good and a right way. It was the old things, the things that God brought you in initially, and you rejoiced in them. Sometimes as we seek to, you know, grow in the things of God, we forget the very basics, the very things that so transformed our lives. God's calling us back. The condition of this church was death. And what does that mean? Well, they appeared to be alive. They had a name that they were alive, but there was no animating life principle in terms of the natural. And there, have you ever met people like that? They're alive, but there's no hope. There's no joy. There's no expectation. They're just kind of living life, going through each day without any sense of expectation. They're not going anywhere. They're just at a standstill, as it were. And spiritually, apparently this church, there were no souls being won to Christ. There was no fellowship with the Lord or with any of the saints. There was no spiritual fire that was burning, no witnessing to the power of God. And because of this condition, there was defilement of their robes of righteousness. There may have been sin and loose living. They'd fallen asleep. They've neglected their service to the Lord. They lost their compassion for the lost, for each other, for their position as children of God. What a high calling we've been given, beloved. And if we're not careful, we can be just as guilty. We can fall into the same subtle, slippery slope, the same trap of the enemy. David did. He said, my God brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. How could he praise God? Because he knew what that horrible pit was like. He knew what that miry clay was. He had slid down, and only the Lord knows how long he was there. Some of you listening, you might be able to relate to that. But God is going to bring you up. He's going to set you up upon a rock. He wants you to have the enthusiasm and the joy of a vital child of God. This church, because they had allowed all these things, these subtle foxes to destroy the vine, if you will, they allowed Satan in very subtle, gradual ways to destroy their joy, to destroy their peace, and their very spiritual life. He said they were dead. Jesus said that as a result of this kind of condition, he would come as a thief in the night. Revelation 3, verse 3. His coming would be unexpected, without further warning. And when he did come, there would be no time, no chance to repent then. Why is this so significant? Because, beloved, many are in this condition. There's apostasy coming to the church at large. Oh, perhaps not in your, thank God, in your life or in your situation, but there are multitudes that are very nominal. They're compromising the gospel, the basic doctrines of the faith. In verse 2, Jesus said, "Wake yourself up, be watchful, strengthen the things which remain." There was yet a little faith in some. Jesus said to strengthen it. There was still some concern for the knowledge of the word of God in some, and they were to resurrect, as it were, their prayer life. Beloved, we need to be able to say, "Lord, please forgive me. I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to stand still. I want to move forward in the things of God. I want all that you have for me." And God will honor that earnest heart's cry. Beloved, we have to have a vision for it. We have to be able to take a new lease on life. The Lord is moving mightily, not only in Unveil Christ Ministries, but in many other ministries and hundreds of other places. He's leading his children to higher ground. And as my time now is coming to a close, but on tomorrow's broadcast, I want to share seven things that we each can do to take a new step, a new lease on life, move forward in the things of God. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me. And if any point in time you miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear a broadcast that you've heard, please feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and they are archived there. You can listen at your convenience at any time. In the moments that remain, I want you to know one of the joys of my life is responding to those who write in. I just love to hear from my UCM partners. I pray for them, not only when I'm answering the letter, but throughout the day. God quickens. He quickens the letter that I read, you know, maybe a couple hours earlier. And I'm praying at all times. I'm praying in the Spirit. When I walk in the morning with my dog, I'm praying in the Spirit for UCM partners. And beloved, if God's moving on you, I invite you to obey God, because he has a reason for you doing it. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.